A very blessed evening to you, brother and sister in Christ. I praise and thank God for giving us this opportunity to come to these virtual prayer meetings on every Tuesday night. This evening, our devotion is just a general reminder to all of us because this particular topic I'm sharing is so common. So the scripture text that is taken from Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 5 to 8 and verse 10. Which is part of the Sermon on the Mount. So in these verses, Jesus taught his disciples and the multitudes on how to pray that in according to the will of God and for his glory. So I have entitled this devotion as Lord, teach us to pray, prayer that changes hearts and not God's will. So let us read from Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 to 13. So that we may have the full context. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they loved to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their rewards. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou shuttest thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Verse 7. But when we pray, use not in vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of him before ye ask him. Verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The Lord bless the reading of his holy and sacred words. So this is one part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Jesus taught his disciples and the multitude on how to pray. This includes our heart attitudes when we pray. Jesus said in verse 5, and when thou prayest, Jesus told the multitudes that when we come before the throne of God, thou shalt not be as or like the hypocrites are. So what is a hypocrite? A hypocrite is a phony or a pretense. A hypocrite is not sincere, is not his or her real self. A hypocrite is an actor or an actress. A hypocrite put on a mask to conceal his or her real feelings or emotions. So usually actors or actresses want as many people as possible to see their acts, to hear what they say. They want to gain the most popularity and honor for themselves. So that is the reason why Jesus continued in verse 5, it said, for they, the hypocrite, love to pray. They love the praise of men. They love the recognitions given to them. So these hypocrites love to pray standing in the synagogues, in the corners of the street. That is probably, Jesus mentioning, not only at any corner, but the most busiest street corners. So that in order that they could be seen by as many people as possible, and that their voices could be heard by all those who are there. So Jesus said that they may be seen of men. So ultimately, what the hypocrites want are the acceptance and praises of men, as it is stated, that they may be seen of men. So they do not mean what they say in their hearts. The words used are for the itching ears of the audience. The hearers may feel good and may be emotionally moved and may praise the actors. So not only the hypocrites will gain their popularity, they also receive good compliments as well as praises from the crowd. This will surely enhance their personal ego, and the hypocrites love all this recognition. So Jesus is warning us, do not like the hypocrites who come before God with the wrong attitudes and the wrong motives, as well as the purpose. So we cannot come before our all-knowing God with a haughty spirit or an arrogant spirit and a proud heart, honoring ourselves more than God. So let us beware. God knows our heart. God sees our hearts. As in the Proverbs chapter 21, verse 4, it said, and high, there's an arrogant look, and a proud heart, a very proud heart, and the powering of the wicked. What he said, what the Proverbs said, is sin. God hates a haughty look and a proud heart and the lofty eyes, eyes that look down on people. Such attitudes are sins against God. Let us be aware and examine our heart before we come in the presence of the Lord. Let us continue. In verse 6, Jesus said, but thou, when thou prayest, let us what to do? Enter into thy closet. That is, go into our most secret place, our most comfortable place, our most secure place. And when thou hast shut the door, that means that we are left alone in our most secret corner where no one can see us or hear us, where no one will know about it. So Jesus teaches us that what we should do before we approach the throne of grace and how we should prepare our hearts before we begin to pray. We must find the most private place to quieten our soul and prepare our hearts to seek the Lord. Then Jesus continued, then we pray, pray to the Father, which is in secret. So Jesus teaches us that when we seek Almighty God, instead of being a hypocrite, we must prepare our hearts and soul before we pray to Him. We must come with a pure and sincere heart. We must humble ourselves before God. We must know that we are His creation. We are slaves to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So our attitude must be right with God. This is very important. So we must come before Him, pleading for His mercy and grace. We must realize that we are just like a beggar, begging for God's loving kindness. We must come to Him with a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Then we pray to our Heavenly Father in private. We commune with our loving Heavenly Father. We pour out all our sorrows and all our challenges in our life to Him. We tell God all our secret things in our hearts. We confess to God all our secret sins in our thoughts, as well as in our evil hearts. We confess to God in our secret place. We seek for His forgiveness. We ask for strength and for courage to help us to overcome our weaknesses. We seek for God's wisdom as well as the Holy Spirit guidance in our vocation so that we are able to make the right and difficult decisions. So let us commune with God with all our hearts. Continues from verse 6, Jesus says, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. What a great promise and assurance that God has given to us. Whatever God promises, He will definitely fulfill. We can fully assured about all this because what God say, God will do. God in His perfect timing shall reward us openly. That is, God shall answer our prayer in this perfect time, in accordance with his sovereign's will and for his glory. Now, verse 7. So when we pray, what shall we not do? How do we pray? When we pray, what are the things that we should avoid? Do we need to avoid using standard phrases? In verse 7, Jesus said, but when we pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do. What he's saying that do not use empty phrases, bubbling words, words or phrases that have no meaning, words that are maybe not appropriate. Do not repeat the phrases again and again without the real meaning. So just like those heathen, as he mentioned, as a heathen do, it's just a chanting, right? Using it in the, even using it in the meditation. So we know many heathen who do pray in that manner, right? Those heathens will continue to recite and repeat on the same phrases over and over and again for hours and hours. Sometimes they even using biblical words. You heard someone that say that they even use Maranatha, 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 chanting it over and over again for hours. So is repeating our prayer items in our prayer meeting wrong? Of course not. Jesus will even repeat in a prayer. So the difference between repeating prayer items as well as vain repetition. So Jesus even in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane 3 times within a few hours. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 42, he went away again to the second time and prayed, saying, Oh my Father, if these cups may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And in verse 44, and Jesus left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. So God even repeating the same prayer for 3 times, right? So Paul also prayed for 3 times for these particular thorns in his flesh to be removed, as it is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 8. There are given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messengers of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I sought the Lord thrice, 3 times, that it might depart from me. So repeating our prayer item is totally different from a vain repetition. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, Jesus even encouraged his disciples to persevere in their prayers. And he, as he stated, and Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Seeking God earnestly for a specific prayer items do not equate to vain repetition. Vain repetition is some bubbling words or phrases that we do not have any, which we do not have any meaning. There is an ulterior motive for this vain repetition. Let's continue in verse 7. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. The reason for their vain repetition and chanting, the heathen actually think that by repeating again and again, their gods were able to hear them and answer their prayers, answer even their requests that are according to their own heart desire. So do we pray to bend God's arms to get what we desire to have? Or do we pray to Jesus, nevertheless, as Jesus had prayed, nevertheless, not my will, but God's will be done. Now, how should we pray? Remember, prayer is not only asking God for healing, for comfort, for protection, for joining mercy, for doing well in our examination, and the list go on and on. So I pray that we will not treat God as a vending machine. For example, if you want to get a good result, ask God. If you want to have a good job and promotion, ask God. If you want to have a good spouse, ask God. You want to have good health? Ask God. So God must meet all my needs and wants. So if God did not meet our needs, that means we did not pray specific enough. So that's what some preacher taught us, right? Taught to their congregation that we must be very specific when they ask of God. It sounds to me that God do not know what is good for his children. So what did Jesus say in verse 8? As you read, be not therefore like unto them. Don't be like the heathen. Jesus says, do not follow the example of the heathens who use vain reputation in their prayer and demand what they want. Let's continue verse 8. As in their side, for your father knows what things he or even you have need of before he asks. Wow. Before even you ask God, God already knows what things we have need of. Dear brother and sister in Christ, God answer prayer. May not to what you want or you prayed for. I repeat again, God's answer our prayer may not be what we want or even we pray for. But God will answer our request in a way that is much better than we have requested. Only time will tell. So do believe in God's sovereign wills in our lives. So truly, as we pray, our prayer is more than asking for this and for that. Prayer is a communion. It's a communication, a communion with God. God desires his children to commune with him. God desires to build a close spiritual relationship with his children. Prayer will change our heart. Even God will change our heart desire in accordance with God's will. So let us use simple words or language that is most comfortable to us to express ourselves before Almighty God. Let us humbly ask what we know, for we know that God will provide us the best possible solution in accordance to his sovereign will. Sometimes our heart is so grieved that we do not know how to express ourselves before God. But God has given us the Holy Spirit to help us and to make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. As it stated on the slide itself, Romans chapter 8, verse 26 to verse 27, you read, likewise, the Spirit, that is God, the Holy Spirit, also help us, help our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Verse 27, and he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The important thing is according to the will of God. So, dear brother and sister in Christ, let's bring me to the last point, as well as the most important point that I would like to stress on. Prayer changes our heart and not God's sovereign will. Jesus taught his disciples, the multitude, in verse 5 to 8, on how must we prepare ourselves before we seek the Lord in prayer and how we should pray. From verse 9 to 13, Jesus showed us a model prayer for his disciples to follow, which we recite almost every Sunday. So one part of our Lord's model prayer is verse 10, part B. As it states, thy will or God's will be done in earth as it is in heaven. There's only one God's sovereign will in heaven. Hence, God's will done on earth will ultimately be the same as it is in heaven. So when God's children pray, God will change our hearts in such a way that our hearts will be in accordance with God's will. Not only our hearts, but also the hearts of kings, even the hearts of every human being. God will change the nature which is God's creation and the things that happen in the world in such a way that his children's prayer will be accomplished in according to God's will. As stated on the slide on Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. God will direct every creature's heart according to whatsoever he will. Remember, God's children's prayers are extremely powerful. We humbly pray according to God's will. As mentioned in verse 20, chapter Proverbs 21, verse 1, he said, he even turned the king's heart, whichever direction God would like to turn him. So, dear brother and sister in Christ, if you are on your bed of affliction, we'll pray that God will be very gracious to relieve you of your pain and to reduce your comfort. We also pray for God's healing hands be upon our brethren. But my question is this: do we know God's sovereign will for this particular brethren? Of course, no. But we can only pray in faith that God will answer our prayer according to his perfect timing and according to his sovereign will. After praying, God will move our hearts to accept whatever outcome this brother in Christ will be going through. At the same time, this particular brother's heart will be changed to accept his or her situation that he is going through. God's word will assure his brethren, this brethren hearts, that God will never fail him or her, nor forsake him or her. As is written in Joshua chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, and the Lord God assured Joshua, so I will be with thee. God will be with Joshua. I will not fear thee, nor forsake thee. He encouraged Joshua, said, be strong and of good courage. Yes, God will strengthen us and help us. God will uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. So God will not answer every prayer according to what we pray. Even our Lord Jesus' prayer was not answered. Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane before he was betrayed by Judas Iscariot. As we have read in Luke chapter 22, as you can see on the screen, chapter 22, verse 42 to 44, I read, and Jesus prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared angels unto him from heaven, strengthening him. God strengthened Jesus by the angel. And being in agony, verse 44, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. God did not answer Jesus' prayer to remove this cup from him. This cup referred to his crucifixion on the cross, the most painful and most torturous death. He shed his precious blood to cleanse us from our sin. Jesus died on our behalf for our sin. God did not answer Jesus' prayers so that God can fulfill his promise to redeem his chosen ones to everlasting lives in heaven. Praise thee, the Lord. So in conclusion, how prayer changes our heart. So let us come before God with a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Let us commune with God alone in our secret place and sincerely seek him with our challenges, our pain, our sorrow, our infirmity. Tell it all to Jesus. Let us humbly ask God, the Holy Spirit, to help us when we do not know what to pray because our heart is very sorrowful. We must humble ourselves before God, and he will lift us up. God will answer every prayer of his children in accordance with his sovereign will. All born-again Christians must believe in his heart that when we pray fervently, God will change our hearts and also the hearts of those involved. All God's creation will be changed in according to, in order to accomplish God's sovereign will on earth. So remember, God is in control. Whatever happened on earth, God has his plan and his timing. As it is written, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And in James chapter 5, verse 16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you for thy Holy Spirit guidance, that we can see wondrous things in your word. Thank you, O Lord, for your word that teaches us how we should approach thy throne of grace with a broken spirit and a contrite heart. We pray that we will humble ourselves before thee and allow the moving of the Holy Spirit to direct our thoughts according to thy holy will. O Lord, you know how much we wish to do thy holy will. Give us the strength and help us, O Lord, to be a vessel suitable for thy use. Guide us, O Lord, and direct us as we seek to glorify thy holy name in whatever thing we do. May our praises from our lips ascend unto thee as fit savior sacrifice. Please be with us and be strengthen us and help us in whatever situation we are. Pray that, Lord, you even hear our prayer as we supplicate even for our brethren in Christ this evening. So we pray all this in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.